welcome back to the Super Game Weekend edition of Rosie on the House. In the garden this hour with John J. Harper. Roma, you got a full bevy of callers here all looking for guidance and instruction and tutoring on all kinds of landscaping topics. One open line, if you'd like to try and get in, it'd be a great chance to jump in. 1-888-767-4348.
Starting off with Mike in Phoenix. Welcome to the program.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I just need a little, I think, a little information or guidance. I planted three fruit trees last year. Excuse me. Two of them died, so I know I got to replace them. I gather this is a good time of year to do it. The third one, it was a peach tree, and it had leaves on almost all time except for maybe this past month. They've been gone. Mm-hmm. Is that indicating that it's dead and I got to replace it? Or
no, Okay, peach trees should have no foliage on them now. They are a deciduous tree. They lose their leaves in the wintertime. Sometimes here, deciduous tree, it's a very short period when things are deciduous. It may only be a month or 6 weeks before things start leafing back out and blooming back out and coming out again. So especially a rain like this and 80-degree weather a week from now or so, things will start budding out very quickly. So if you're needing to prune deciduous trees, you need to get on the ball and get it done. But some people do make the mistake and don't realize that those trees that lose their leaves are not dead. That's their nature. Now, if you got a citrus tree that's done that's a problem. But peaches, apricots, plums, apples, pears, those are all deciduous trees, and they should have no foliage on them about now.
So the ones that you might think might be dead, go do the little scratch test?
Absolutely. Yeah, take your fingernail or a little bitty part of the blade of your pocket knife and just start at the very outer end of a branch or a limb and just lightly scratch. And if it shows up with that nice bright green tissue underneath, then you know it's still alive. It's going to be okay more than likely. Now, the ones that if they are in fact dead and they are deciduous fruit trees, we talked earlier in the show, this is a great time to replace those, you know, especially with the nice, moist, wet soil as it is today. Be a good day to get out and get it done.
No easier time to dig than right now.
In our soils, for sure.
Bernie wants to talk from Sun City about his Mediterranean palm. Welcome, Bernie.
Good morning. I have about a 6 foot tall Mediterranean palm, and I didn't buy it, and I didn't pick it out, so I don't know what it's supposed to look like. But it's been droopy, dull, ever since I've had it.
Well, how long have you had it?
It was planted about the latter part of February last year.
So about a year, and
uh-huh.
it's just never kind of perked up and established itself, it sounds like.
The bottom fronds are almost touching the grass. I mean, and it's been droopy like that.
Well,
and now in early fall, it got about three or four new fronds out of the top.
Okay.
So that looks fine, but the rest of it, it's never looked good. And it had two arms coming out at the bottom, about 4 to 6 inches in diameter, and those have turned brown.
There's the fronds on those branches are all brown?
There aren't any fronds on those arms.
Oh, just, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it sounds like maybe the thing was just under stress when it was transplanted. Maybe it was a field grown. If it was planted and it was 6 feet tall as a new tree, as a new Mediterranean fan palm, I mean, they only get about 10 feet. So that was a pretty good-sized one to start with, and it may have been field-grown and transplanted, like we talked about earlier in the show, somebody wanting to dig up and move a tree. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes they struggle. Sometimes it takes a couple of years for them to get established and take off. So the new growth coming out of a couple of those branches is a good sign, but those branches that have no live green fronds on them are probably dead and should just be removed. get some root stimulator. Fertilome makes a product called Root Stimulator, and it has indobutyric acid in it. It's a good stimulant for new rooting, and that's what needs to happen, is it's got to get some root growth before it'll start pushing some new fronds out.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps revive your palm. Let's go to Tucson and bring Joy into the conversation. Welcome, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Got a question. I have a flower bed, and at one point it had grubs in it. And I guess my question is, should I try and treat the soil or just replace the soil?
This flower bed, is it a raised, contained kind of flower bed, or is it just a in-the-ground created planting space?
It's in the ground created. I just put some brick up and threw some dirt in.
Okay. Have you checked lately to see if there are any grubs present?
No, I have not, because I didn't know once they're in there, or...
No, not necessarily. I mean, grubs are the larva of something, and that, you know, so they turn into a cicada or a beetle or a or something like that. So depending on what they were the grub of, they may or may not still be there. I would kind of go out there and turn some of the soil and see if you find any evidence of any new. If you don't, then I probably just wouldn't worry about it.
Trying to replace
the soil in an in-ground bed like that's going to be pretty hard to do. If it was a raised bed, you could just, you could dig it out and get rid of it and refill it. But.
And I'm sure a lot of people would like to sell her the new soil, but just because she removed it doesn't mean that there's not going to be another grub that goes back in there. You know, I mean, that's not going to keep them from ever coming back.
Well, especially if it is, you know, just an in-ground bed. I mean, how much of the soil are you willing to dig out to start over again? So
you put in a root stock and some water, and every insect in the neighborhood finds it.
I would just double check if you do find a few, then you could treat it. Call us back and we can give you something that will work to treat those grubs rather than digging up the whole soil.
Let's go to Linda and Gilbert. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. It's Lydia, by the way. Sorry. I have a blood orange tree that I planted in 2010, and it is not producing fruit. Mm-hmm. It's very green, so what I've researched online would tell me that maybe there's too much nitrogen, and I just don't know how to balance that out.
Well, certainly you can get out a nitrogen cycle and get too much nitrogen here, so things, you know, have a hard time blooming sometimes if they're growing too fast and too much foliage. Yeah. Hard to believe that's the case with a citrus tree, unless you've just been feeding it like every month since you've had it. Blood oranges aren't the easiest orange to grow here. They like higher humidity, not quite as harsh and hot as summers as we have. They're more temperamental. They're more Mediterranean in origin than some of the other citrus that we have that do well here. And it just might be one of those things that's going to have to get just a little more mature, a little more foliage. Sounds like it's healthy. So I would fertilize it with a good citrus food, something like the Organo or the Fertilome brands, about 3 times a year, and just see what happens. If it's blooming and not setting fruit, it could be pollination that's your problem. It may have nothing to do with nutrients.
And if you didn't want to call your local bee man to set a hive out there to pollinate, can you get out there? I've seen a lot of different tricks a lot of different people use. Do you have any that y'all prefer?
Well, a fan, you know, blowing, you know, getting some wind created. Phoenix as a metropolitan area, because we see it this time of year with our inversion, and you look at that brown gook down there, we just don't have a lot of air movement sometimes. So that's one way to get, some pollination. Get a long-handled tool and tape a feather duster to the end of your shovel or your rake, and get up in there and just, while it's in bloom, rustle it around with a feather duster. That'll scatter some pollen around. Plant other things in your yard that will attract hummingbirds and butterflies and bees. Things that will attract those are, scented things, Carolina jasmine, lantana attracts a lot of butterflies. So anything that's got some fragrance to it will help attract butterflies and bees as well, and plant those around your citrus trees.
All right, best to you, Lydia. There's about the best advice we could possibly give you. Let's bring, let's see, who is next on the line? That would be Phil and Mesa.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
I was visiting with a former farmer this morning that grew potatoes out near Queen Creek, and I want to do some potatoes in my above ground garden, and I need to know where to get sets.
Well, you can get them. A lot of nurseries and garden centers will get potato sets, but we generally get them in late fall or early winter. You might be just a tad late now to get much of it. You probably get some new potatoes, some small potatoes. I don't know that you could get sets other than maybe mail ordering them this time of year, however.
The best potato I ever had, it was just one left over from the kitchen we bought from the store. Uh-huh. We cut it in half, stuck some toothpicks, put it in a mason jar, waited for it to sprout, stuck it in the ground, and it was with our watermelons. So, I mean, it was there all summer long, and right at Thanksgiving, we dug it up, big old honking.
Regular potato or a sweet potato?
These were sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are summertime. You know, you can grow sweet potatoes in the spring, and they grow all summer. And then you harvest them in the fall. A lot of times when the vine freezes or, you know, dies back, that's the time to dig them up. So that's a little different than an Irish potato, which generally are grown here late fall or early winter. And then you harvest them as it starts to get warm is when they're dug up, typically. Now, the problem with trying to start potatoes like that from starts is they're treated many times so they won't sprout. So a lot of times they'll rot before you can get any sprouts out of them. But if he'll check around in, you know, October, November next fall, should be able to find him some potato sets.